patient's last name is Bell, B-E-L-L. First name is Sabrina. Date of birth is May 5, 2026. Next paragraph of the patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was during 1980s. First up, patient does not remember the exact date. First up, patient was working in Oakland, California. First up, patient was on duty, was active duty during that time, according to the patient. First up, patient was walking on a street near her house. First up, patient tells me that she was jumped by somebody. First up, she was outside the army base. First up, a patient does not remember what happened. First up, she was hit in the head. First up, she was hit on the left side of the head. First up, a patient tells me that she had a significant injury to the left side of the head. First up, a patient had a bleeding. First up, a patient had a laceration. First up, a patient had an instant headache, a confusion, disorientation. First up, patient fell down to the ground. First up, patient was evaluated at the hospital. First up, patient received multiple stitches in the back of her head on the left side. Next paragraph, since the event, a common patient of significant head pain. First up, patient tells me that she's painful in the back of her head almost every day. First up, intensity is 5 out of 10. First up, patient tells me that it is affecting her focus and concentration. First up, patient tells me every time she tried to lie down, comma, she has pain in the back of the head. First up, it is affecting her vision. First up, it is also affecting her memory. First up, patient has significant difficulty to focus. Next paragraph. The symptoms was affecting her job. First up, patient is not able to focus on work. First up, patient tells me that chronic headaches is affecting her job. First up, the headaches are affecting her concentration and focus. First up, she also poor memory from that. First up, patient tells me that her poor memory is affecting her job performance. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in the 1980s, a patient was attacked in Oakland, California, while she was in active duty. First up, a patient was attacked from behind. First up, she tells me that some object hit the back of the head, that she had immediate confusion, disorientation, and severe head pain. First up, a patient had a significant laceration in the head. First up, in the scalp. First up, patient was evaluated at the hospital. First up, patient had received multiple stitches in the back of the head. First up, patient had severe head pain for many days. First up, since the event, a patient has significant headache. First up, mostly in the back of the head. First up, mostly when she's lying down in the back of the head. First up, she also significant poor memory. First up, it is affecting her concentration and focus at work. First up, her poor memory is also affecting her job. First up, a patient is not able to perform well at work. First up, it is my opinion that the chronic headache, memory deficit, concentration, focus, are all signs and symptoms from the traumatic brain injury. First up. Next patient is P-A-G-O-N-E. Again, next patient is P-A-G-O-N-E. First name is Jacob, J-A-C-O-B. Date of visit is May 5, 2026. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. A patient was involved in the traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2012, a patient was training for the Marines. First up, a patient was in Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, Air Force Base training. First up, a patient was carrying a log on top of his head. First up, the log fell down. Hit the top of his head. First up, patient's immediate head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, it was a heavy log. First up, a patient felt severe dizzy after that. First up, patient was not able to continue the training that day. First up, patient had a headache and nausea for the rest of that day. First up, next paragraph. In 2000 and In 2013, patient was on board for the USS Carl Vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N, Carl Vinson, C-A-R-L-V-I-N-S-O-N. First up, a patient was carrying a box. First up, as he was carrying a box, he hit a pipe. First up, he hit a pipe on the top of his head. First up, a patient tells me there was a severe impact. A patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, he fell to the ground. First up, when he woke up, he think he was out of consciousness for several minutes. When he woke up, patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient was not able to continue to carry out his duties. First up, next paragraph. In 2014 in Syria, patient was involved in an IED explosion. First up, patient tells me that there was an IED explosion approximately in close proximity to him. First up, the explosion sent a shockwave. First up, caused him to fall down. First up, patient did not lose consciousness. First up, however, he had confusion, disorientation as the shockwave. First up, patient felt dizzy for the rest of the day. First up, patient had confusion for the rest of the day. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently active duty. Next paragraph. Since these events, a patient has significant head pain. First up, a patient has confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient is not able to focus. A patient has significant difficulty concentrate. First up, he also felt dizziness at times. Patient also has significant poor memory. First up, a patient tells me that his memory is clearly affected by these head injuries. Patient is currently active duty for the Navy. First up, a patient is a lead maintenance for aircraft. First up, a patient tells me that given his poor memory, a patient has lost his position. First up, a patient is not able to maintain his position. First up, a patient has significant difficulty to remember task duties. First up, patient's difficulty to concentrate and focus at work. Patient has difficulty to keep his position. First up, the chronic headaches is clearly significantly affecting his job. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of the next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had multiple head injuries. First up, a patient had multiple injuries in multiple years. First up, every time you get injury to the head, the common patient have disorientation, confusion, and severe head pain. First up, since all these events, a patient has persistent headache. First up, it is affecting his memory. First up, his memory is poor. His memory is poor, clearly. Clearly seen on the MOCA examination today, MOCA MOCA examination today. First off, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury from several head injuries. First off, his symptoms are consistent with a traumatic brain injury. First off, this marks at the end of the patient.